air. That's embarrassing. Okay, if you heard me before, I said I'm very lucky to have a little conversation with so-called Australia's indie pop princess Morat, who is returning to Aotearoa this September on the Light Hit My Face Like a Straight Right world tour, following an awesome and spectacular run of sold-out shows across Europe and the USA. The Swedish sophomore album hit Light Hit My Face Like a Straight brings dance music that has heart and potent magic, which will be manifested into life on stage alongside all of your favourite Morat bangers and accompanied by her incredible live band. Grace, how are you doing, sweetie?
I'm good, thank you. Awesome. Thank you for the hype up.
Oh, please, my absolute pleasure. How are you doing? Where are you at the moment? You're an international woman.
Yeah, in Melbourne right now. So I got back from tour about a week ago. Awesome. And I've just been taking it pretty easy, licking my wounds a little bit, but feeling
darling.
Good.
Oh, yeah, tour life is exhausting, isn't it?
Yeah, but it was honestly so much fun. I really loved it. But it's good to have some sleep-ins.
Yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. No one really knows. No one's trying to demystify and pull the curtain back on what it's like to tour, because the shit can be fucking exhausting and you really do need to recuperate afterwards. So I think it's kind of cool that you've gone back into Melbourne winter.
Yeah, you're coming very back. Crazy yeah. vibes.
That's good. And you're heading back over here soon. What the bloody hell. Yeah. When was the last time you played in Aotearoa?
I think it was too long ago.
Period. Excellent answer.
I know I did some shows there. It was over a year ago, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I remember that.
But it might have been closer to two. I don't know.
No stress. And how has the tour been at the moment, like, so far? Because I feel like, would your show be, you know, like, what was the process building the show for this? Because the music is very, yeah, like I said, magic. There's a potency to it that feels very steeped in, like, this nostalgic zhuzh. Like, how do you, how is that? No, please. I think you're a fucking incredible artist, big fan. But tell me more about the live show.
Thank you. Honestly, this version of the show is the best it's ever been. And I think it's because, I don't know, when I started making music, I started touring pretty much straight away. And so I felt like after I'd put out my first EP, I was doing shows, but I didn't actually have that many songs to choose from. So when I first started touring, I was kind of just like playing all the songs I had and just figuring out how to logistically make it work. But yeah. Now, a few years in, I've got a more expansive discography.
Yeah,
and I've got some like longtime collaborators and bandmates who are so clever, and we've been able to get really creative to make a version of the show that's not just functional like it was at the beginning and not just, you know, piecing together what I had, but really creative and quite picky. And over the last few months, just playing it so many times in so many different places, we've really like pushed certain little bits of it to be better and added lots of little live edits and stuff to keep it interesting for us on stage. So totally. It's definitely the best it's ever felt. I'm really excited about it.
Awesome. Fuck yeah. I hope I can come to it. I wanted to just ask you quickly about how you name songs, because I think the way that you name tunes is very specific, and ooh, all of the songs I think have such incredible names. And when I listen to them, I'm like, yes, this is exactly, if not like exceeds the expectation that I have based on the title of the track. How do you name your songs? Because listener, if you're listening and you don't know anything about Morat, the sweetie's an incredible artist from over, what is that called? The Tasman.
Duh.
Yeah. and you have really fab, the sweetie makes incredible pop music. Well, I'd say it's sort of like it exceeds the boundary and the border of what pop music is, but you have amazing titles for things. Your latest album is called Light Hit My Face Like a Straight Right. I love your song Virtue. I thought My Darling, My Angel is beautiful, and you're an incredible writer. But tell me about how you title songs, please. I need
thank you. Okay, so the boring answer is, you know, you take the words that you say the most in the song and you see if it sounds good as a title. And sometimes it does.
Yeah.
And in those cases, it's an easy process. But sometimes it, like, doesn't really have enough of a ring to it.
Yeah.
So I try to choose something that, when I'm writing, this is kind of ties into how I write lyrics, where I feel like it's important to have words that you can see. You know, sometimes people love to speak in feelings and metaphors, and I think that that can get really boring as a listener if you don't have it interjected with like things around you that you can see and touch in the lyric writing.
Yeah.
So I try and carry that thought process over to how I name things.
Yeah.
Period. So, you know, it's like most of the words are nouns, like horses, teeth, pavement.
Yeah. Hocus pocus. Amazing. Fab. Big fan.
That one I chose because when I wrote that lyric, I was like, is it too silly to actually put in this song? And then my friend Leroy and I were talking about how, like, the best karaoke songs are like that. They're a little bit silly. And so I thought, okay, I'll try make a karaoke song. And then I thought about it, and I'm a big Young Lean fan.
Yeah.
And he has a song called Hocus Pocus 2. So I was like, well, Mrs. we're Hocus obviously Pocus doing something right here.
Yeah, awesome. Speaking of rap, Young Lean, et cetera, et cetera, I notice you have an affinity for, I wouldn't say Memphis rap, but a kind of like Southern rap of the States. It's always like little samples in your song. Can you tell me more about that? When did you start getting into that? Because that's really cool.
I love Memphis rap. Yeah, I think a few years ago, I really dove into like 3-6 Mafia and all the kind of adjacent Memphis rap artists.
Yeah.
And when I'm making music, my favorite part of the process is producing. Not to say that I don't work with other producers, but I'm super involved and it's something I'm really passionate about. Yeah. And my favorite thing about producing, or one of my favorite things, is sampling. And sometimes that's sampling my own voice, but sometimes it's sampling like, I mean, one of my favorite things to sample is like either choirs or other people's voices, especially like Memphis rap, because there's such a special flow that's really characteristic to it. It's definitely bled into a bunch of stuff over the last couple of albums.
I feel like Memphis rap is so contextual too, and I think it nails this, like, it evokes a certain kind of nostalgia, and I think when you like add in the like chop and screw sort of culture to it, it's like I can see how that influences you. I think that's really fucking cool,
and it's really fun to pair it with opposite feelings and sounds, like not on this album so much, but on the album before it, my kind of in my head, the way that I wanted all the sounds to feel were a juxtaposition of monster trucks and angel choirs.
Stunning.
I think that I'm still as obsessed, even though that was the album before this most recent one, that still totally sums up my taste in sounds.
For sure.
And I would put the Memphis rap into the kind of monster trucky category. And I love to pair gritty stuff like that with like artificial voices or my own voice and like really dreamy, spacious things so that they really cut through and feel really punchy in contrast and kind of just layered with different feelings that you wouldn't usually hear that kind of sample with.
Amazing. Welcome to the visceral Morat dreamscape. That's what it's giving. I fucking love that. So you've built a very specific world, and I think that's so cool of you.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to play a couple of your tunes, and until we see you in September, I hope you manage to get a really good rest. Thank you for yapping to me. And you're fucking awesome.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Period. And if you just tuned in, I was just yapping to Morat, so-called Australia's indie pop princess, who is an incredible wahine and makes amazing, beautiful music. So if you liked a bit of, let me just say, it's going to be an amazing show, and I'm going to play a couple of the Sweeties tunes. So, yeah, shout outs to you, Morat. You're a real one. Period.
Yay.
It's in my hair, in my sleep, in my hands, in my teeth. It's in my chair. Looks like me, and when it stands, I take my seat. It's in the air that I breathe, understands it's up my sleeve, well, in my head. in my sleep with my hands in my teeth.